And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, the lower, the better. Okay, we're not talking about interest rates. The lower, the better. Also, Senior Pastor John Townsend from Matthew Ministries going to join us for a conversation. Then we're going to dive into a DDD I was able to develop today called So Close. Ever felt that way? So close. And then we're going to wind it down with Meshuggah News, the Not That Smart edition.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, you got to go a long way to get into an introduction. Let me say right now, parking lot lady, message and gift received. Thank you so, so very much. Hey, we're asking you folks, what do you think? Hey, give us a call, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, and then we'll come back. Stand by for SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump and the House's top tax writer are at odds over changing a popular retirement program to help pay for tax cuts.
U.S. workers have some $5 trillion in their 401k accounts. Some Republicans suggest changing the savings plans as part of a tax overhaul, but the president's again saying they will not be touched.
I didn't want that to go too far. That's why I ended it very quickly.
House Ways and Means Committee Chair Kevin Brady, though, is not ruling out change, saying he's still talking with the president, who proceeded to muddy the 401k waters.
Maybe we'll use it as negotiating.
Republicans are looking at potentially limiting workers' tax-deferred 401k contributions as a way of paying for tax cuts. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 112 points, the NASDAQ dropped 35. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
You've heard about E. coli's safe and effective methods to rid your home of bugs and termites. Well, now you can be pest-free all year long with their maintenance and warranty programs. Here's Sue Freeze from E. coli to tell us how it works.
Our pest control program gives you regular treatments and a price that's easy on the budget. It's very effective at keeping insects out of your home and controlled in your yard.
Well, that's just exactly what we want, and your termite warranty is preferred by homeowners.
That's because after an initial inspection and treatment to keep termites away, for an annual fee, we give you a yearly inspection, and if we find any evidence of termites, we treat the affected area free of charge. That can save you a lot of money.
All of us want that, Sue, and we could count on E. coli Termite Pest Control Services to keep our home pest-free year-round. So call Sue at E. coli, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Or log on to termitelady.com, termitelady.com.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
San Diegans should not allow anyone to go hungry during the holidays. Hi, I'm Donnie D of the San Diego Rescue Mission. For just $2.05, we can set another place at our table and serve a delicious home-cooked Thanksgiving meal. $41 provides 20 meals. This is a real tangible way to show God's love. We don't stop there. All year round, we welcome everyone with nowhere else to go and give them resources they need. Each month, we serve almost 45,000 meals to homeless and hungry men, women, seniors, and children. This all happens because local businesses, churches, and people like you sit down and prayerfully consider what you can do to make a real difference. Please give today so the most vulnerable of our community can have a hot meal and a safe place to stay this holiday season. It all starts with you and your $2.05 gift to sponsor a warm holiday meal.
Log on now, sdrescue.org, or call 619-819-1888. That's 619-819-1888.
From all of us at the San Diego Rescue Mission, happy Thanksgiving and God bless you.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
And I pray the Lord my soul to keep me through your grace.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul, just hung out with us the other day. Sam's a great guy. Look, if you're thinking about real estate buying or selling, if you're thinking about real estate going from an ownership position to a rental or a rental to an ownership position, if you're trying to figure out what's going on in the San Diego market, if you need to know how to approach this from a financing point of view, if you got to see if your credit is in place, your income is in stride, and you can get it together, you want to talk to Sam because he can walk you through it start to finish. We encourage you to go to thinksam.com. He has a real easy website name, thinksam.com. I'm not going to say he did it for me, but sometimes I think he did it for me. thinksam.com. You can call him at 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. That's thinksam.com. And if it's not for you, because it might not be for you, it might be for your brother, your sister, your children, your parents, your friends. It could be for the mailman, you know. He's just looking for a house. Then we say, send him to Sam. That's what we say. Oh, that was a good one. I like that. All right, let's get into our next segment. The next little read we're going to do, and that's going to come from Ecola Termite. This is What's Bugging Me, brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. EcolaTermite.com, 800-332-BUGS. I gave it a threesome. You know where you do that? Whap, whap, whap. I don't know. Is that French? Is that Italian? Where you go whap, whap, whap. All right. Anyway, here is what is bugging me. This is another thing that happened in the last 48 hours. As you know, we are relocating to Texas. Deep in the heart of Texas. Okay? Kids are really excited. Grandkids act like they're excited. I really can't read their brains at this point. But it all looks good, and the Lord's opened up a place for us, and so we're excited with the people that are— the landlords are Christians. They know people we know. We know who they know. We all know who they all know. You know, it's one of those things, which is totally cool, right? I mean, that's awesome. And things are coming together, and that's great. So we decided, we were feeling uncomfortable about the move, so we picked a moving company after going through. I did the unfortunate thing, and I put my name in somewhere and got 36 phone calls. So we had to kind of, you know, narrow that down. So we picked one and everything's good and it's solid. And then we were telling the other companies, hey, we picked one. Thank you. And I try to be really nice. I said, thank you for giving us a quote and talking to us. We're going to go in this direction. I received about 6 emails just shy of condemning me to death for not picking those companies that I had responded to saying we weren't going to pick you. They were so upset. Oh, you're going to get ripped off and you're going to do this and you're going to do this. It's just amazing because instead of being happy for, you know, somebody in the industry and looking for this to be a good or positive overall experience where people can share with one another, it was viciousness. So what I will say is that really did bug me. I actually called the company that I was talking to and shared this with them. And I want to say this to you as Christians, as believers, as people. If you went to a church and you don't like that church, please do not rip that church to shred because you don't like it. Please do not rip every business to smithereens because it wasn't the absolute perfect experience. Let's at least do our best to communicate the truth without adding the salt that goes in those kind of wounds. Let's be kind, at least, to one another. That's what I'm going to go with, okay? It was really irritating. I don't take well to things like that. I do want to give another shout-out to Parking Lot Lady. Parking Lot Lady has called our show over the last, let's see, so it's 5 years, a week from Friday, and she's called, like, over the last 4.5 years, if not longer. Well, it's in that range. And she left me a very nice note and a little gift. What a blessing, just so you can know. She left me a little certificate to DZ Akins for a corned beef sandwich. Thank you. So I'm very, very blessed. I really do appreciate it. Thank you, Parking Lot Lady. That was super nice of you. Big props, big acknowledgement. And we've always enjoyed having you on. You're always good to chat with. All right. Let's go into our first DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. Devotional Diamond of the Day. And this is called The Lower... the better. The lower, the better. I'm going to do my best to get through this, and you will just have to bear with me. For those that are looking for perfect pronunciation, quick, change the radio station. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod, tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and Trachonitis and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. I got through most of it. Here you go. These are all mentions of dignitaries in very, very top positions, both politically and spiritually. Caiaphas, Annas, the high priests, you've got tetrarchs, you've got the governor, you've got Caesar. This is a list of who's who in regards to authority, both political and socially. These are the people that make policy. These are the people that dictate how lives are lived. These are the people that are in their fancy schmancy palaces, in their fancy schmancy clothes. They are they're revered. They're regarded as the top notch, the leaders of the people. And yet, and I'll give Steve Smith the credit for this, and yet the word of God comes to John the Baptist, a guy who's not in the palace, a guy who's not in a premier position, a guy that doesn't even have a nice tailor. I mean, let's be honest. The guy is in a little piece of cloth. I mean, this is like he's eating locusts and wild honey. He's not exactly got the wardrobe that came from Men's Warehouse. And this guy is out in the desert. Where is he? He is not in front of the multitudes. He is not in a high position. He is not at the front of the line. He's in the desert seeking God. And the word of God doesn't come to Caesar. It doesn't come to the governor. It doesn't come to the tetrarchs. It doesn't come to the high priests. It comes to this lowly guy named John the Baptist. That's where the word of God comes. And the idea that God needs to use certain people in high positions to do what he wants is pretty much contrary to 1 Corinthians 1:26 through 29. It doesn't say that God doesn't use people like that, so don't get the wrong idea, but it's not a requirement for God to use somebody that they have a high position. And you might be a person who thinks, well, what am I? I don't have a television show. I don't have a national ministry. I don't have this. You know what? You want the truth? Neither did John. John didn't have any of those things. John had the desert. He had locusts and wild honey. That's not exactly the, you know, the meal of kings. So he's out there and the word of the Lord comes to him. And I don't care how low you think you might be on the chain. If the word of God comes to you, you are rich indeed. You are exalted. You are blessed. You are acknowledged by God. If the Lord speaks to you, if the Lord encourages you, if you pick up that book and you get something, you have been acknowledged by God. That is powerful stuff. That's why I wrote the lower the better. Because sometimes in the positions, we can get so caught up that we forget what that core and that source is. And there was John, just a dude in the desert. And that's the one that the Lord talked to. It's very much like the announcement of Jesus in his birth, going to the lowly shepherds and not the world leaders. You notice that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords was born. And who were the first people to get that message? The shepherds. None of the kings, none of the emperors, just the shepherds. God has something in his heart for people that faithfully and diligently take positions that have less fame, but more honor towards him. That's pretty cool stuff, right? Yeah, that's cool. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Experience resident life, worship in chapel, sit in on classes, meet current students and faculty, participate in events, and enjoy San Diego Christian College. Register to experience college for a weekend at San Diego Christian on October 26th through the 28th. College for a Weekend offers a great opportunity to visit the beautiful campus and immerse yourself in the SDC community and truly experience what life at SDC is all about. You'll have an opportunity to learn about the financial aid resources that are available to you, speak to SDC coaches if you're interested in athletics, and converse with professors from the major of your choice. Visiting the college that you're interested in can be an important step in deciding on the right school for you. We believe that San Diego Christian provides so much more than just a great education. Don't just take our word for it. Join us for College for a Weekend and see firsthand the exciting things happening at SDC. Learn more at sdcc.edu. That's sdcc.edu.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Aitin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
HelpWantedSanDiego.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's the email. Great way to go about that. On the phone with us, joining us live, Senior Pastor John Townsend. And he is the pastor of the Matthew 25, 34 through 40 ministries. We're going to give him a chance to tell us what's going on, what they're doing. Now, John, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And I just want to let you know that I did get your list of the different things the ministry does, and there are so numerous, John, I cannot list them all. So we're going to pick and choose as we see fit because there's just too much going on. So first and foremost, tell us about the Matthew 25, 34 through 40 ministries. What's that?
Well, again, it's a whole host of ministries that are all focused around how we can serve the needs of our neighbors in the name of Christ. So, feeding the poor, helping the homeless, taking care of orphans, setting the prisoners free. We're involved in anti-trafficking, a whole host of other kinds of things. Our main church ministry is a workplace ministry called Church at Work, and our folks of Church at Work provide literally millions of volunteer hours doing all kinds of things. So it's a really wonderful thing to watch them at work.
All right, so your ministry has a large, it encompasses a lot of different things. So for people that are looking for like that broad spectrum like that, I might want to do this for a while, then I might want to do this for a while. And that ministry that you're coordinating, your guys are doing all of it. You're touching into all of these bases. How long have you been doing this at this level? Because this is, you got Church at Work, Church on the Streets, Church Congregations, Prayer Networks, Mission Headquarters, you got Resource Discipleships. You know, you've got a lot going on. How long has this been taking place? How long have you been working this?
Well, we were formally organized as a 501c3 church back in 1999, but we were functioning basically since 1977.
Wow. Let's see. That's, if I can do my math right, see, 77. You say 77 or 87? 77?
77.
Okay. So that's a long time. So 97, 07, that's 30 years. Right?
40 years.
40 years. That's 40 years. You know, that's why I don't do math right there. Because I can't do it. So for that impact, You've recently, in the last 17, 18 years, you've become the nonprofit organization. How can people get in touch with you who are looking to say, you know what, I want to get involved in a multiple of ministries doing all these different things? Love that Church at Work idea. Love that Church on the Streets idea. How do they get in touch with you, John?
Well, we have a website that lots of people get to us through the website. So that's www.mt25v34.com. And then they can also reach our ministry headquarters through our email at mt25v34 gmail.com.
Okay, so they can get at you that way, or they can go right online into Google or anything else. They can just type in mt25v34.com, and they're going to get to you one way or another. The church at work versus the church on the street. Is the church at work, that's more of a ministry in the workplace, right?
Correct. So the basic model for church at work is that it's every day at work, and so in a typical work week, Monday is a prayer meeting, Tuesday is a Bible study, Wednesday is praise, worship, and testimonies, Thursday is discipleship and counseling, and Friday is inreach and outreach projects.
Wow, you got that broken down. That's pretty good.
Yeah, so then we get, we also have a ministry association so that the people who come to faith in Christ through church at work can be referred with their families to healthy, well-balanced churches in the community.
Right, so you guys, and I want to point this out, some of your ministry partners, Whitefields Ministry, San Diego Rescue Mission, then you're also with Talking Bibles International, the Prison Ministry Fellowship. You know, you Billy Graham Evangelistical Association, you guys are doing this in concert with a variety of other ministries throughout San Diego County, right?
Correct. So we don't need to invent anything new. We partner up with people.
Yeah, that's perfect. All right, so let's get to the real heart of the matter. How did you get from where you're at to this ministry? Was this something that the Lord woke you up and said, hey, John, do this? Or is it something more simplistic, like you're looking at the Word and you're just like, well, we got to do this more in mass? How did you come to this?
Well, it actually started out while I was an engineer working for the Navy out of the Navy lab on Point Loma. And a lot of people don't realize it, but there are well over 100 Bible studies that are done out at the Navy lab. And that's a cool thing, that engineers and scientists like to do Bible study. But there were certain people who kept coming to me, and they kept asking for advice. And I had a Bible sitting on my desk, so I'd give them advice directly out of the Word. And eventually that devolved into a prayer meeting. The prayer meeting then added a Bible study and added praise, worship, and testimonies, and added the discipleship and counseling. And pretty soon we had a lot of fellow workers cramming into small conference rooms during their lunch hour to participate together. And then we outgrew the conference room, so we had to split up, and then we had two congregations. The next thing we knew, we had four. And by the time I retired, it got up to 24.
Wow. That's amazing. All right, let me ask you a really pertinent question. This is super, super personal. Ready? Do you love it? Do you love doing it?
Absolutely. I said, everything I do, I do joyfully. So I get, as we're talking, I'm going to be heading downtown to Connections Housing, where I teach a Bible study every week for Downtown Fellowship. And so the Bible study is kind of interesting because it starts out with whatever questions or topics the people at Connections Housing have on their hearts, and then whatever I have prepared for the day.
Right.
We get into it really deeply.
That is very cool. I want to encourage people to check out www.mt25. That's going to be for Matthew 25. mt25v34.com. You can always touch base with John. If you're not sure how to get a hold of him, you can always call the station and we can direct you into his territory. We can get a chance to talk to him. Hey, John, thanks for jumping on the show and sharing what you're doing here in San Diego County. And thanks for doing the things that you do for the people and loving on them in the name of the Lord.
Well, thank you, and I do want to put in a plug for Whitefields. They're a fantastic ministry. They're a good partner for us overseas. And I also want to put in a plug for the San Diego Downtown Fellowship of Churches and Ministries, which is trying to help out downtown, particularly with the homeless circumstances.
Excellent. Very good, sir. God bless you. You have a terrific rest of the week, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
National and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Join the new and improved K-Praise fan club.
Subscribe to receive daily devotionals. Be the first to know about crazy price mall deals. Receive exclusive invitations to free movie screenings. Sign up for your chance to win free new books from your favorite authors. And get first bids on contests to win cool stuff like free passes to community events, gift cards to local restaurants, and much more.
Subscribe to become a member today by visiting kprz.com or download the KPRZ mobile app to tap the app and receive new and improved K-Praise Fan Club benefits and exclusive mobile app contests.
It's easy to subscribe too. No need to create a new password with hundreds of special characters, a number, and a capital letter. You can subscribe using your social media profiles. It's that easy.
Join the new and improved K-Praise Fan Club.
Learn more by visiting kprz.com or download the KPRZ mobile app to tap the app to receive the new and improved K-Praise Fan Club benefits and exclusive mobile app contests.
Come and hear Greg Laurie in Oceanside.
The church is a place that says to anyone, you can believe and become a part of the family of God.
Pastor Greg Laurie is coming to Oceanside for a special event on Sunday, November 5th. Join him at 12 noon for the kickoff of Life Point Church, led by his friend and fellow pastor, Mark Finnegan.
Join Pastor Greg Laurie and me on Sunday, November 5th, as he gives a special message to help launch Life Point Church in Oceanside. Bring your Bible, bring an open heart, and bring your family and friends, and let's see what the Lord will do.
Hear a special message by Pastor Greg Laurie at the inaugural Sunday service of Life Point Church.
We all have a part to play.
Don't miss this special event at the new Life Point Church in Oceanside, pastored by Mark Finnegan. Greg Laurie is the special guest Sunday, November 5th at 12 noon. For more details, visit lifepoint.city, not.com, lifepoint.city.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-41-BIBLE.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Those that are unaware, we are on Wednesday on the countdown. I think this is number 8. And my Spanish is not very good, but I think that's ocho. I'm pretty sure that's how that works. So we have today's show, Thursday and Friday, and then we have next week, and then ba-dum, off to Texas. Yeehaw! Okay, I'm working on that. I still can't get the y'all thing. Y'all, y'all. It's like, are you so, I mean, is it a lazy thing where you just can't say the word you? I'm working on that. I'm working on it piece by piece. We've got a really good DDD we're getting ready to do called So Close. I wrote it this morning. I really like it. And I will tell you, the next hour we are doing, I'm doing a teaching that I've done before, but it's really pertinent and it has to do with pain. And we will do that one together. Again, shout out to my parking lot lady for her wonderful gift. That was very nice. And I just want you to know this segment's brought to you by Whitefields Ministries and our very good friend Steve Wheeler, who sent a picture the other day. He just landed in Seattle. Whitefields Ministry is committed to taking the gospel everywhere on the planet. They are helping rural pastors educationally, inspirationally, and financially. They're helping villages with clean drinking water. They're helping people take the gospel to places that the gospel has never been. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, the gospel's been everywhere. No. No. Incorrect. So if you want to read some letters from some pastors who are blazing a new trail, putting churches in places where churches have never been, if you want to hear their testimonies, you want to see what's going on, some of the videos and some of the pictures and some of the different directions the ministry is going in, whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. Yay! Okay. So I'm doing my devotions this morning. And I actually had to shift to the bed because there's no couch. And my wife was out there putting stuff to sell because we're, you know, getting rid of a lot of stuff. And I'm in the beds doing my devotions. And it's different because, you know, it's in the bedroom. You got to be careful not to get real sleepy kind of thing. And I'm reading this portion in Deuteronomy. Now, I happen to be one of those people that think that Deuteronomy is one of the coolest books. I just happen to be a guy that I like it. I like it because it's kind of restating a lot of things that took place. It has an interesting way of stating them. And so I enjoy it. So as I was reading, I came across this portion in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. It says this, and this is Moses, who is conveying to the people a recounting of all the things that have taken place before they go into the promised land. He says this, I have taught you all the laws as the Lord my God told me to do. Obey them in the land that you are about to invade and occupy. Obey them faithfully. And this will show the people of other nations how wise you are. When they hear of all these laws, they will say, what wisdom and understanding this great nation has. No other nation, no matter how great, has a God who is so near when they need him as the Lord our God is to us. He answers us whenever we call for help. And so I'm reading that, and I go, brakes, put the brakes on. Read verse 7 again. No other nation, no matter how great, has a God who is so near when they need him as the Lord our God is to us. He answers us whenever we call for help. So in verse 6, Moses is telling him, look it, obey faithfully. And what that means for those of us that try and skip out on this is there is no partial obedience that impresses God. Well, Lord, I did these three things. Yes, but there's 97 of the things you didn't do. It's like, nah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to be partial. And let me say something else that some people might get offended in. But the truth is that you know what the difference is between a full-time job and a part-time job is, right? You know what it is to do something full-time and do something part-time, right? I got a message for you that many people will rebel against, and it's not my problem because it's not my call. But there is no such thing as a part-time Christian. You are either a Christian or you are not. That's like being a little bit pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not. It's not a little bit. You're either there or you're not. You're either a Christian or you're not. No part-time anything. No Sundays and Wednesday nights and that's it. Or no, every once in a while, drop a 20 in. I'm good. Isn't God lucky to have me at church? No, he's not lucky to have you at church. You're lucky to have him in any capacity, and you're lucky he even created any church for you to attend. Things could have been a lot worse. So, yeah, none of that ridiculous stuff. No partiality. We obey faithfully. Now, look at what it says in verse 7. No other nation. Now, I want you to understand that word nation has to do with other people groups. So it's not just geographical, but it's other people groups in its generality, which means no other nation, no other people groups, no other spirituality groups, no other faiths. Watch this. No other religions, no other belief systems, none. Watch this. None. What about the Muslim faith? No, they don't even believe in a personal relationship with God. Zero. What about the Jewish faith? Much more cultural than relationship, although the people that are relationship-oriented are obviously very close. What about, you know, Buddhism? What about, you know, Hinduism? What about all these? None of them has this intimacy level that Christianity hangs its hat on. How much do we hang our hat on this? That God is so close, he's closer to us than any other group, any other nation, any other people. He answers us whenever we call for help. He's right there. How close is he? He's so close that when you speak a word, he hears you. And he's so close to you that when you cry in your heart, he hears you just the same. You know, you don't have to speak for God to hear you. If you did, he would not be omniscient. Period. It's just the fact of the matter. Nothing changes. No other group has a God who is so near, so close. You want me to tell you what the big difference is? Jesus was born, and what was his secondary title in the beginning when he was born? Everybody sings the little hymns, little Christmas hymns. What's the other name given to Jesus Christ? What is the name in reference to Isaiah 7:14? It's Emmanuel, which means God with us. There is no God that is with people like our God is with us. How much is he with us? He became one of us. How about that? You want to be really closely associated to your dog? Don't get upset. I'm trying to give you an illustration. You want to be closely associated to your dog? Become a dog. You want to be closely associated to your creation? Become part of your creation. That's the only way to make that connection. This is why Jesus is the only one that can bridge the gap between divine and human. Because he is divine and human. And he's the only one. That's why. There's no other way. That's why. He's the mediator between God and man. That all makes perfect sense. Absolutely logical. Absolutely processes correctly. We understand, well, Jesus is the only one that can represent God faithfully, and he's the only one that can represent humanity faithfully, and he's the only one that can do it within himself. Wow. And it's like, wait. And then it says this, he answers whenever we call for help. You know, it's whenever they need him. That's what Moses said. No other nation, no matter how great, has a God who's so near, whenever they need him. Let me tell you something about God. He is Johnny on the spot. Okay, he's more than Johnny on the spot, but I'm giving you another illustration. God's timing is perfect. God's presence is perfect. He's never missed one appointment. He's never been late. He's never been early. He is perfect in his timing. I didn't say you liked it. I said he's perfect. That is how close. Never a miss between God and you, ever. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break and coming back. Don't go anywhere. All I am is all he sees. Open before.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
You're investing, right? What about in your marriage?
If you really are serious about marriage, you really have to
invest.
The Weekend of Remembrance just allows you to tune that marriage up.
It's like the maintenance.
We view The Weekend to Remember as our weekend for us.
So get away and do something great for your marriage at Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Coming to La Jolla, November 17th.
It's a great investment to get away. Don't miss out on it.
Visit weekendtoremember.com for more details.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
San Diegans should not allow anyone to go hungry during the holidays. Hi, I'm Donnie D of the San Diego Rescue Mission. For just $2.05, we can set another place at our table and serve a delicious home-cooked Thanksgiving meal. $41 provides 20 meals. This is a real, tangible way to show God's love. We don't stop there. All year round, we welcome everyone with nowhere else to go and give them resources they need. Each month, we serve almost 45,000 meals to homeless and hungry men, women, seniors, and children. This all happens because local businesses, churches, and people like you sit down and prayerfully consider what you can do to make a real difference. Please give today so the most vulnerable of our community can have a hot meal and a safe place to stay this holiday season. It all starts with you and your $2.05 gift to sponsor a warm holiday meal.
Log on now, sdrescue.org, or call 619-819-1888. That's 619-819-1888.
From all of us at the San Diego Rescue Mission, happy Thanksgiving and God bless you.
For several years, my family was destroyed by my son's addiction. After multiple treatment attempts, we got him the help he needed at Genesis Recovery. His experience at Genesis Recovery not only saved his life, but it restored the life of our entire family. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, do what we did and call Genesis Recovery.
For more information about our faith-based clinical 12-step solution, go to our website at genesisrecovery.com or call us at 619-797-7319. 797-7319.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Two private shout-outs, one for Tommy at Genesis Recovery. Great guy, great ministry. They're just wonderful people. I'm glad to see that they're reconnected to KPRZ. And then the other is off-air. Agent Squires and I were just having a conversation. He was just sharing some personal things. And he reminded me of something that happened, and I think that he'll relate, and some people will also relate. My wife and I, when we had just finished kind of like a major project, and we're kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Fried like, a marshmallow in a pan that's on a fire. I mean, just fried, like wowzer. Or an egg that's being microwaved and then it's put on the pan. Just like that kind of level. So we went to this place to live for a little while. And you know what the name of the place was? Rejuvenate. And we knew instantly, yep, this is where we're supposed to go. And we used that word like for the whole year. We kept going, rejuvenate, rejuvenate. Of course, when things were going bad, we would look at each other, go rejuvenate, and then laugh. But, you know, that's one thing has nothing to do with the other. All right, so we're going to do a little bit of, there's not going to be many of these left, Michigana News. So we're getting ready to do Michigana News, the Not That Smart edition.
The Michigana News.
Michigan news.
All right, we're not going to take a ton of time today doing Michigan news because I just really don't feel like it, but there were a couple things that came up, and I just can't resist. I don't typically do a lot of politics. Most of you guys will know I do 5 minutes, maybe a show, maybe 10. Like to stick to the word, but every once in a while, you just got to look at it and go, come on. So this is called the Not That Smart Edition. First on the catalog that came out today that everybody's talking about, well, not everybody, but a lot of people are talking about, is the Clinton campaign was behind the anti-Trump Russian dossier. And apparently the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee. Now, what I say here, I say not just for Democrats. I say it for Republicans and all the people in service. What? A politician didn't tell the truth? What? I've never heard of such a thing. What? Hillary lied? What? They were broke when they left the White House and she had $30 million in the bank? What? That's broke to me. Okay. That's enough. I'm not even going. What else do you got to say about that? PragerU. Oh, that's right. Dennis Prager, who has done a great job creating PragerU, is suing Google YouTube for censoring his videos because they are conservative. And his position is, this is enough of this. And here's the problem. Google's attitude is directly in conflict with half the United States, and they are acting like a utility, just so you can know. I understand free market, but you are not allowed to censor free speech. That's what they're doing. I say Dennis has a pretty good case. We're going to see what that shakes out. I have a feeling they're just going to let him put his stuff up. That will end that. A new poll shows that the majority of white people feel discriminated against. Now, I'm not going to comment other than this is part of the problem with politically correct positioning, as at some point, every single group will be offended. It is an actual inevitability, and there's actually a calculus number that defines that every person in every group at some point will be offended. Wow. Seems like a great solution to me. Just brilliant. All right, here's a much more interesting element. Scientists have gotten together and have determined, get this, that the universe should not exist. Shh. Don't tell them we're here. Shh. Shh. Don't tell them that God did it miraculously because the universe shouldn't exist. Guess why? Because it's not sequentially logical to exist. It just does. So if I go to Genesis 1:1, I'm going to figure out what's going on. And if you go to MIT for 90 years, you still won't know. Okay, I'll take Genesis. It'll be around long after MIT is gone. All right, this one I find funny. You're going to get offended. Please don't get offended. But actor Mark Wahlberg has asked for forgiveness for his role in the movie Boogie Nights. And he's doing that as part of his Catholic faith. That part's fine, but that is not why he should be asking for forgiveness. I think we all know how lousy of a movie Boogie Nights was, and he should just ask for forgiveness because it was that bad. He should just say, I'm really sorry I made that movie, because you know what, Mark? So are we. All right, and then finally, oh, that was funny. And then finally, this I thought was amazing. I'm not sure what to do with this, and this is why I'm leaving it last. Millennials, now I don't know if you know this or not, millennials are the people that think they're entitled to a job because they are alive. Wait, why? Anyway, they are ditching basic religious beliefs for witchcraft and astrology. Now, hold on. They're choosing witchcraft and astrology as core truth over Christian faith, biblical truth, you know, some of the things that are really rather self-evident. I find this to be the telling poll for the next so many years. The millennials who are ditching basic religious beliefs for witchcraft and astrology are no smarter than a piece of cookie dough. And we should at least be honest about it. Hey, get a job, work for it. You're not entitled to anything. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty. Then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.